Tuesday, December 27, 2022, Dakota County Board of Equalization meeting at 2:45 and Dakota County Board of Commissioner meeting at 3 o'clock. That sounds wonderful.
I can make it as long as he did.
Well, he lives recklessly, though. I don't, so.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Larry.
He was here earlier, wasn't he?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Oh, he's got a minute.
I don't see anybody running in.
Who is the, who's the vice? Is that Larry? There he comes. Big of the devil.
Oh.
For. Oh.
Wow.
What's up?
Okay.
Is it on, right? Okay. Let's call the Board of Equalization to order. We'll stand and say the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, a current copy of the open meeting notice is posted on the wall. The entrance of the county boardroom is available for review of all citizens and attendants. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Scott Love.
For the last time. Yes.
Janet Gill.
Here.
Larry Albanicious.
Here.
Troy Lonsby.
Here.
Robert Giesecke.
Here.
Okay, on the consent agenda items, we have the number one. We have the approval of the previous minutes from November 28th of 2022.
I'll make a motion to approve those minutes.
Okay, we've got Janet and Troy. Will you call roll, please?
Janet?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, new business. Christy, I got to requesting approval of the tax list corrections, the Village of Homer, amended levy.
Yes.
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome.
Yeah. So... Homer did an amendment to their levy, and we didn't seem to get it.
Really?
So they sent it to the state. We had a mix-up with emails or whatever happened. And so we had to redo tax district 15, and we had to do real estate, personal, and centrally assessed.
Okay,
and that's all those sheets attached.
What do we need to know, and what do you need to point out to us? Anything in particular?
No, I think the treasurer's office already sent out new tax statements for that district. It was like 350 maybe total for everything.
Okay.
For personal, real, and centrally assessed.
And it was lower, right, Christy?
Yeah, it did go.
It went out lower. So.
So all this detail is the different properties and what it was old and new.
Made up. Yep.
Old and new.
Yeah. One, I mean, personal was a difference of $370 total for everybody. Centrally assessed was $1,088. Real estate was $30,000 total for the whole town.
Right,
yeah.
How come there's three different ones when you say central assessed?
Centrally assessed, like your power companies.
Oh, those, okay.
They're assessed by the state.
Got it.
Yep.
Never heard that term before, centrally assessed.
Yep.
Any questions for Christy, or should we have any questions for you, or pretty simple, pretty cut and dry?
Yes.
Email mix up.
Started with me, the email that was the one I missed. I missed it. It got deleted. I couldn't find it anywhere, sorry. I sent it to her to approve after you guys passed it, but she didn't see that. So.
You are human.
Anyway.
You are human.
Each of us missed it.
So
okay,
I am human.
You're a machine, Joan. You're a machine. Okay, so we need a motion for the approval, correct?
Yeah.
For the corrections.
Yep.
I'll make a motion for them.
Okay, we got Troy and Larry on the approval of the tax list corrections for the Village of Homer, amended levy. Call roll, please, Joan. Thank you.
Larry.
Yes.
Troy.
Yes.
Robert.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Janet.
Yes.
Okay, we're at number three here. We got mail emergency business. Joan, any? Anyone? Anyone?
No.
Anybody from the public would like to state anything here on the Board of Equalization? Okay, we are adjourned. Thanks, Christie.
Yep.
Thank you.
2:49.
10 minutes to spare.
I couldn't figure out how you have wind on that.
Yeah, we went during COVID, so I don't know that they had all of those places open. Part of the park wasn't open. But yeah, that was, it was amazing. Yeah, we might do it that way. Now, you're right, we can see more this time.
I'm starting to finally get into it.
Yeah.
I've just been so busy.
I'll call the County Board of Commissioners meeting to order. We've done that, Bruce.
Okay.
Thank you. we'll start with the roll call, please, Joan.
Robert Giese.
Here.
Scott Love.
Yes.
Janet Gill.
Here.
Larry Albanicious. Troy Longsley.
Here.
All right, thank you. The first item on the agenda is the public comment. The Board of Commissioners will hear comments on any item not on the agenda, and the chair has the discretion to limit the time of content. Gene, come on up, please. Name and address for the record.
Can I request that be limited to 2 minutes, please?
He said he only wanted one.
My name is Gene Murray, and I own a piece of property on the south side of Lackawanna Drive. And I know you guys have talked about, there's been talk about blacktopping it. Well, I would like to plot out for housing development along Lackawanna Drive, and that would help me out tremendously if something like that could follow through. Looking at possibly up to 15 homes. I'm talking to a builder, a reputable builder in this area, local guy, and he's very excited about it. And I'm just going to turn it over to him because there's a lot of things that I don't know about, like covenants and what have you, stuff like that, and he can take care of all that.
Okay.
And I just stressing that you guys could really consider this. It's probably going to happen in 23.
Okay.
But it would help me out a lot doing this if we could have a hard surface. That would put that up to Lackawanna. I'm going to guess there's 12 to 15 houses down there.
I think it's 15 though, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that could be, you know, up to 30 homes down there. But nice little subdivision.
Yeah, I agree, Gene. It was brought up at the last meeting. I think a couple of your cohorts were here, and we talked about it, and they mentioned your name, either the last one or the one before that.
I couldn't make it to the last one. I wanted to be here. But.
Yeah, and that's fine. So I'm glad you're here, and glad you're you know, interested in doing that in that area. I think it would be you know, if we can make this project come together, I mean, yeah, it would be great for that area, great for the county in total, and so it is one of the items that we are discussing as a board to do. So,
as I get along further into it, any paperwork that I got, like surveys and stuff like that, I'll sure forward them to the board.
Okay.
So they can look at it.
Okay.
It's really
the pretty good location too, right there for someone that can get on and off the interstate,
right.
You know, for people that work in Sioux City. Mm-hmm. And that's an issue we have here in the county. We don't have the housing to retain people that live here and work here. We got millions of jobs here, but not millions, but thousands. Everybody lives in, or not everybody, but many people live in Iowa, South Dakota. If it was someone, you know, like that interested in building, you know, so that would be there, I think it's a good deal. It's on Florida's tax county. It's a whole.
So basically, Gene, we just need to stay tuned to
yeah.
From your builder and et cetera. And then, like you said, as time goes on, you know, if you need to be involved, you can be, and et cetera.
Yep.
You'll email.
And there's going to be a point in time I'm going to bring him down here.
Okay.
So he'll talk about this yep. way more than I will.
Yep.
You know, more fluent about it.
You know, you're the land guy. He's a builder guy.
Yes.
Yes.
Is it city or not? Is it rural or city?
It's rural.
Rural.
County.
Rural.
It does have rural water.
Rural water on it.
Oh, okay, so it does have that part. Oh, that's good.
And I've got the rural water guy, Lance, telling me where the lines are at, so I know how big to make the lot. It's all going to stem on where them water lines are through the property.
And they have plenty of capacity, rural water does, for anything?
Lance told me up to 20 homes out there.
Okay. Gene, can I get a phone number for you?
712-898-7443.
Okay.
I think there's two rural water lines down there.
There's a small one right along the road, then there's a, I believe it's an 8-inch out in the field.
That's exciting. Hopefully something...
You know, and that maybe could sway about possibly doing something with the lake bed, too. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. It would be, in my mind, a lot of exciting things to happen in one area. You know?
Right, right. Well, again, thanks for being here. I know we have discussed it before, and just that in general, and your name was mentioned that, you know, you possibly would be building some homes out there. So, yeah, that's a great, would be a great project. Hopefully, we will, as I said, it's on one of the burners we're talking about with our ARPA funds, and anyway, I'm sure we'll see you again.
Oh, yeah, you will.
Like, oh, yeah.
All right.
Okay. All right. Well, like I said, if I get any more stuff, I'll sure bring it down.
Okay. All right.
You guys can look at it.
So thanks, Gene.
Thanks. That sounds...
Okay.
Appreciate you being here.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Any other discussion or comments on this particular item or... On this item or any other item not on the agenda?
I just want to thank everybody that's on the board for your support. This has been my first year as the treasurer. You know, I was appointed back in February. It'll be 2 years in February, and I appreciate all the support you've given my office over the year, and look forward to working with a few of you for the next 4 years. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other item not on the agenda? Yes, sir.
If you had to take a moment here while we're getting going here.
Who are you?
Huh? Oh, yeah, I should mention it. Mike Carnes. I'm with Dakota County Star. For the record. I just wanted to thank Larry and Janet for your 4 years of service on the county board and for the help you've given me over the years as I've gotten to get involved in covering Dakota County for the Star, and you guys have both been great help and great supporters during the time, so I do appreciate that. And I did also want to congratulate Joan on her years of service, and she's been a huge help with me on county issues whenever I've had a question on something on the county board. And I didn't think about it ahead of time, but I just got this for Christmas, and I thought it'd be kind of cool to you know, maybe publicly thank Joan a little different way. You know?
That's awesome.
So, wow. So it's a, just for everybody here, it says congrats, Joan.
Awesome.
Yeah, so.
You need one of
those. Where did you go? You know when you stay up late at night, you know, you're scrolling through Instagram and you say, I'm just going to look for like about 5 minutes and I'm going to go to bed. And then it's an hour later and you're still scrolling. And I found this on Instagram. I thought that would be a cool thing to wear at ball games or something like that promote my photo website and stuff. So
I thought I'd
bring it along and thank Joan for her service too. So.
Thank you, Mike. That's awesome.
Just recently I've been cleaning out my office. This stuff way back 30, 40 years or so. And I ran across one of the first articles you put in the paper, the Dakota County Star.
Okay.
I ran across it. I saved it because it was educational to me. Enjoyed it. Did a good job.
Thank you. That's probably the first time somebody's ever said one of my articles has been education. I appreciate that. My articles have been called a lot of things over time. Like educational is probably the first one. But I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. Anyone else on anything not on the agenda? If not, then we will move on to item two is the consent agenda, which consists of the approval of the previous meeting minutes, December 12, 2022, approval of payroll claims for December 11th through the 24th, accounts, approval of accounts payable claims, approval of officials' reports, register of deeds, county clerk, and clerk of court. Janet, Troy, and myself went over, Janet and I did accounts payable. Troy and Janet and myself looked at payroll, and everything is in order. So I would
enter.
Thank you.
Second.
Motion by Scott, seconded by Troy to approve. Call the roll, please, Joan.
Scott?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Larry?
Yeah.
Troy?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes. All right, motion carried. Item three, under new business, Candace Meredith is here with us. She is the Deputy Director of the Nebraska Association of County Officials to update the board on association changes. Candace Wall.
Hello. Thank you for having me. And not so much changes, but probably more like updates on what we have going on. Those that attended the annual conference probably that might be redundant here in some of the things that we're talking about. We just got done with the NACO annual conference. My feet are still killing me, by the way. We moved into the UNIS Center North this year, and it was a lot of ground to cover, but it was a fantastic conference. As you know, some of you received, you get our newsletter, and I know we send a lot of emails to our clerks and our chairs, and we did have a cookbook as part of our fundraiser for the Furnace County Fire Departments there, who they lost a couple lives in the wildfires this summer. So we are having a fundraiser for them. We do have plenty of cookbooks left. All proceeds will go to the Furnace Fire Department. So if you're interested, just let me know. There's a couple other educational opportunities that I wanted you to know about since we do have some newly elected in here. January 12th and 13th in Kearney at the Holiday Inn, we will have newly elected clerk, election commissioner, registered deed orientation, as well as treasurer's orientation. I believe, Don, you registered for that. And then on January 14th, yes, it's a Saturday, we have newly elected county board orientation. So it's available online to register. There's no cost to register for the county board orientation. So highly encourage you to apply to register for that if you can. It's a very packed day of content. I got that thing jam-packed. It's going to be a lot of information there. You'll come back with a handbook, a large 500-page handbook. Another opportunity, I don't know if anybody in here has taken the COOL Network. It's a 9-week online learning course. We're going to be on our third year of that course. The cost is $200. If you are a newly elected or have an emerging leader within your county that would be interested in taking that, I would highly encourage that. You learn at your own pace. You'll meet once a week with a university professor, either from Kearney, Lincoln, or Omaha. And that's just a great opportunity to network with other county officials across the state. Another exciting thing, part of Judy Mutzenberger, our NACO County President, her initiative was to start a certification program for county board members. So in 2023, we will now have a county board certification program. So we're using our educational platform we have right now, and then we're just applying credit points to that. We're also collaborating with NIRMA and using those credit the hours that you attend at their events to put a part of that program as well. We'll have more information here in the new year with that. Another one is we'll have our second county chair workshop, and that will be February 17th in Kearney as well. We had our first one this last in 2022, and it was highly successful, a great opportunity for learning and networking. So if you're the chair, whoever's going to be the chair in 2023, or the vice chair, if you'd like to attend, it's a great opportunity. If you're not signed up for our newsletter, I highly recommend that you sign up for the newsletter. It's a bi-monthly newsletter, and then we also have a legislative newsletter that Beth puts out once a week during the legislative session. Lots of great information in those newsletters, so if you haven't signed up, I highly recommend that you do. Once you sign up, though, you might want to check your junk box. Since it's a mass emailing, sometimes it ends up in your junk, so just throwing that out there to accept that. Also, if you haven't noticed, we did change our domain on our website. So it's not NACONE.org anymore. It's NebraskaCounties.org. We've done our best to try to move people that way and migrate them over. But if you have it bookmarked, please, as NACONE, please change that bookmark to NebraskaCounties.org. And just again, follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We try our best to make sure that we keep people updated through our social media feeds as well. MIPS is, again, you guys do have software. You recently did an assessor upgrade with our MIPS program for assessors and treasurers, as well as the clerks packages on there. We are continuing to look at our processes, and we do have things up on the rising right now. The clerks package, we do have the budget system where we had now a budget prep piece, which is just absolutely phenomenal. I'm so excited about this. I worked with Banner and Thomas County to do their budgets on the system, and it took about half the time it normally does to prepare a budget, and the redundancies are really removed from the process. So highly encourage you guys to use that next year. Matt's our lead program analyst, is about halfway done with all the conversions right now on those budget software, so you'll be seeing that shortly.
2023-24
For the budget piece, it will be actually next year, 2023. Yep. Clerks, the claims and payroll, just depending on the timing, we're moving very quickly on that now that we've kind of got our feet about us now. They're actually almost done with the claims and now working on payroll. We just got an update this morning from Matt, so pretty excited about how we're moving along on that. It will be moved away from the AS400 into a cloud-based program, and it is very user-friendly. Really excited to see the progress on that.
Candace, is there a fee for that budget process, or is that just included in the clerks?
We pay a monthly fee.
It's
support.
Included.
It's included in what you currently have.
Okay.
Quickly on the federal piece, I'm not sure who your ARPA coordinator is, but the Local Assistance and Tribal Consistency Fund, did we get that first $50,000 applied for?
She's not in here, so I'm not sure.
So you guys are eligible for two installments of $50,000 each. The deadline to apply for that is January 31st.
Okay.
These funds are much more, the guardrails are not as stiff, I want to say, as maybe the ARPA funds. The only thing that you cannot spend these monies on are for lobbying. So you couldn't pay for your national dues or your NACO dues, since we do have a lobbying component with that. So you wouldn't be able to do that. But anything else, any general government service, the reporting style is a little, it's the same, but it's just different dates. Mm-hmm. So there's that option too. And I believe you guys have taken care of your second tranche, so you have your $3.8 million. And I know, Bob, you've been working really hard on trying to figure out what that looks like as far as your spending. But you guys did take the allowance. I'm pretty sure we took the allowance. Mm-hmm. I think I was on the phone call when you guys did that. So basically, you do have the option to use those funds on any general government services. Just ask that your internal controls, if we're seeing it in audits, just make sure your internal controls are in place before you go and spend those funds. So internal controls are key to spending these funds.
Document.
And put a document in place to document. Have an internal control document if you don't have one already.
Candace, can I ask you a question on the government services portion of that? So as we get farther into the ARPA and funding, we have one large project that we're looking at that may or may not happen. If that doesn't, we may have to take a look at our funding and what we're doing with that and what plan B is for some of that. Are we able to switch to take applications from entities again? I know that's a separate piece, but is that allowable under the government services?
Yes. It's not, it's just that what Nebraska County services, it's any general government service. So if you want to.
So that would be under that.
Yeah, it's any general government service. So I've seen subrecipients like through child care or banks. So something that maybe you haven't necessarily dived into as a county, but something right. that you might want to look at to, you know, with your community.
Yeah,
so that's our option.
Are you thinking of the senior citizens mm-hmm. have come to us for help? Mm-hmm. They're mm-hmm. a 501(c).
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a government.
So definitely, you know, always get your county attorney involved and make sure that if you're getting into the subrecipient relationship, that there is a memorandum of understanding or anything like that that's in place that yeah. we understand, because if those monies aren't spent according to how it is set up with the federal guidelines, and there could be ramifications, and that mm-hmm. falls back on the county. So again, that's where the documentation is just key in these issues.
Right. Are you still involved with the ARPA funding, or is that Elaine or somebody else, or
all
are
of
you
us.
All?
Yeah,
you're
Elaine,
all, okay.
Elaine and I and Beth.
Okay.
I'm not the lawyer.
Right.
I just attend a lot of educational events and just pass on the information to you guys as I receive it.
Okay.
But Elaine and Beth do help our county attorneys a lot of times with those issues.
Okay. Thanks.
And then I just want to talk about the bipartisan infrastructure law. So last year, the bipartisan infrastructure law was passed, and there was thousands of programs a part of the bipartisan infrastructure law over the next 5 years. I won't go get into the breadth of all of those, but I do want to focus on three things that we're working on at NACO. So one is the cybersecurity component of this. As you probably, there's going to be more information coming out in the new year, but NACO and NIRMA did group together to form a cooperative with some private companies, cybersecurity, to start building out a best practices for managed IT services. So you'll be seeing more information about that in the coming weeks. In addition to that, NACO is on a statewide cybersecurity committee to help navigate what the application process is going to be for cybersecurity grants. There's a portion of the grants that are going to be coming down from the feds to the state that belong to the local entities. So NACO and the League of Municipalities is on that committee to advocate for local government. So we'll be working on what the application process is going to look like. We have 4 years of funds that will be coming down the pike for that. And then broadband. So we are also on a statewide committee for state local stakeholders. So there's a lot of utility power districts, counties, cities, you name it, anybody has any local interest in broadband. There's a monthly meeting that we have with the state and the broadband coordinator right now is Patrick Redman. And we discuss those issues and how we're really focused in on the rural part of this and making sure that our rural community is connected acre to acre. So we're advocating for that rural piece. I know there's some urban concerns as well, but from the county perspective, that's going to be our focus. So we're working on with that right now. Emily Haxby, Gage County Supervisor, she's doing a phenomenal job challenging the FCC fabric mapping right now, and we really have short deadlines. So I had put out a call to action just last week through email to chairs and clerks that we were hoping that all of you could help us get information to our citizens, because what's going to be happening in the next 2 weeks is the PSC is going to be challenging certain wireless carriers that they are not up to the 25.3 speeds. And so when the PSC does that bulk challenge and turns it into the FCC, what we need is citizens to log into a website, which I have the instructions in that email, and just go through the instructions to ping to show that they aren't getting the full 25.3 speeds. So if you can pass that message as you're talking with folks, we would really appreciate that, because the more pings we get, the more funds that are going to be available to Nebraska communities. And then lastly, we have a transportation working group. So there is millions upon millions of dollars that are going to be coming down over the next 5 years from the federal government to help with our infrastructure on roads, bridges, culverts. So one of the focuses that we've had at NACO was for the competitive grant process for bridges and local bridges. And so what we've been doing is working with all sorts of stakeholders, with the Federal Highway Administration, Nebraska Department of Transportation, Jody Gibson, I think everybody knows Jody, the university, to try to draw a plan together to see if we could bundle some bridges together. We're calling it bundling. Now, be bundling within a county or bundling across counties. So what has been decided is, with the help of the Department of Transportation, we are going to go out for RFP, request for proposal, to find multiple vendors to help with technical assistance. And we'll have those vendors available to you. We'll do that vetting for you and then present to you a list of vendors that would be able to help with you from point A to point B. That's helping with the grant writing all the way through the whole process. I know there's an extensive, I've learned so much about transportation, roads and bridges and the process. Kind of takes a county through step one all the way to the end. So we're working on that RFP. We hope to get that done by March. So the next tranche of grants, the NOFOs will be available in September for those bridges. So we'll have that available to you hopefully by March if everything goes according to plan. And then lastly, I just want to talk about legislative priorities. I won't get too much into it. I just know that if anybody attend the conference, we have it's going to be kind of an interesting session. The two things that we're just going to be eyeing and watching for is obviously inheritance tax. Governor-elect Pillen made it quite clear at our meeting that he wanted to remove inheritance tax, so we just have to be prepared for what that will look like, so we'll just be watching that closely. And then the other one that's been floated around is caps on our property taxes, so obviously we got to make sure that we talk about why that's probably not a good idea for our counties. So those are the two things that we'll be watching pretty close this session.
Yeah, the inheritance tax comment didn't go over really too well with the 500 county officials in the room, because I mean if we didn't have inheritance tax, we would be we have nothing. So I understand the governor-elect's challenge to state and county officials is, we need to work smarter, not harder, and all that. But it's I think if the inheritance tax went away, just my opinion, the levy would go up. Right. I mean, it really, we have to, anyway.
Yeah. A lot of counties rely on that. For budgeting, they do,
or in emergency situations.
Yeah, right.
We've been doing an ongoing study on this and how counties are using those funds, so we can tell our story of why those are happening right now. We usually don't have a hefty cash reserve in any county right now, so that is either a cash reserve for those emergency situations. We've experienced floods and fires, and so it takes sometimes years to go through that grant process to get those emergency funds. So having something like an inheritance tax on standby is a necessity. So we're seeing that, yes, in more situations than not, the taxes will probably have to go up because that's just how we've managed our cash reserves.
Yeah, so that ought to be an interesting discussion.
We just got to make sure that we're there to tell the story. So.
Candace, thank you for everything.
Good info.
Thanks for the update.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Good info.
And no comments about Ogallala?
Oh, yes. Okay, yes. exciting stuff. So we are on track to break ground in the spring of 2023. The specs have all been done. The material, outside and exterior materials already picked out, so it's exciting. We're going to have plenty of meeting space. We have tons of folks, associations that are interested in the meeting space out there as well. Mm-hmm. So that'll be nice to get our ROI back out of that, and hopefully sooner than later, just by being able to rent out our space, but obviously use it for county officials as well. So
you guys are putting I guess I'm a little lost there. I know where Ogallala is, but obviously you guys are putting something up out there, I assume.
Yeah, so what happened, my apologies. So back a year ago, we have done since I've started, Candace loves a strategic plan, by the way. So so we put a strategic plan together for our benefit services. And then the next year after that, we put a strategic plan together for MIPS. And in those strategic plans, obviously there was a identified several needs as we continue to grow and our services need to expand. Obviously needs change over the course of time. So with the needs there was a need for mass appraisal. There is a need for more. Our insurance pools are growing. Our products are growing. We have a lot of different ideas, I guess, that are here. And so with that, what came with, if we're going to be everywhere, then we're going to need something else out stationed probably close, because that's a good 4 to 6 hour commute for our staff.
Yeah.
So our board gave us the okay to start looking in like North Platte, Ogallala area. And after going through and really working with the KCAD, the Keith County Area Development Group, they were able to get us a really good price on a piece of land out in Ogallala, which is right across from the Leeward Inn. It's in their business development area. And so we were able to purchase that land. And then after we got the land, then we're like, okay, well, we need to do a survey to see what is it that, if we're going to build out here, what is it that we should do? One of the issues that we have, because we host obviously a lot of events for education, one of the things that we come across is we really didn't have a great meeting space for us out there. And so I'm like, gosh, if we don't have it, I bet there's other folks that are in the same boat as us. And everybody likes to go, Lake Mack is a great attraction out there. They have good golf courses. They have good lake activities, stuff like that. So in doing a survey, we found that there was quite a considerable amount of folks who are like, if you build something to with definitely good internet connection, good technology, good space, then yes, we will definitely hold our events there. So that's the Cattlemen's, Farm Bureau, hospitals, league, all. Nice. We're going to have 4 nice large size rooms down on the first floor for conference meeting space. Nothing like what you see at the UNIS. That would be, that's too much for me. We're not going to have people will use the Ogallala community for catering services there, and we'll work with the hotels for room blocks and things like that. So we'll just really rely on the community for those type of things. And then on the top floor, we'll have space for our NACO insurance, MIPS staff, and all that. And then on the other side, we had enough room to put in rental space for offices. So we'll have 4 spaces for us to rent out to folks, especially like in the Lincoln, Omaha area, when they have to do outreach out there. So we already have 1 commitment already, so we just have to fill the other 3.
Sounds exciting.
It is really exciting. And just so you know, actually on Friday, my husband and I are going out to look for a place out there. So do that. So that's eventually what
we're going to do. So you're going to transfer out there?
I'm going to be commuting because I have a young one still. So, okay. But we'll be going back and forth instead of having a hotel to go live in because, it's going to take a while to get that built out.
Sure.
So I'm going to have to spend a lot of time out there and make sure it's up to.
All right. Well, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Cool. So, well, thanks for the update.
Yeah,
thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Thanks, appreciate Candace. Happy New Year to you. Thanks for all you do.
Yes. Happy New Year to you as well. Thank you.
Okay. Then item B is Jolene Googles is here to present and submit a written road study for the vacation of abandonment of road, the east half of platted West 1st Street right-of-way portion approximately 20 feet west and approximately 110 feet north and south of adjacent to Lot 9, Block 3, Crystal Beach, Parcel 220073724, Dakota City, Nebraska, S6, T28NRNE. How's that for...
what's that now? Can you say that one more time for me?
How's that for... I'll let Jolene take it away.
Well, I'm not going to read that again.
Okay.
Last meeting, you guys asked me to look into this. And as we had stated, then it's kind of cleaning up this area. If you would go out there, you would not even know there was a West 1st Street. They got Eagle Drive, Ellis Drive, and Erie Drive. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so some of these first streets that were plotted way back when aren't even there anymore. So this property wants to... You guys have this map?
Yes.
I think you do. Just extend out the lot line to match what's already there, and it'll cover a portion of the plotted street that isn't really there, so.
Okay. Any questions from the board on this? No? All clear? Okay. Then we will move on. Thanks, Jolene. Move on to C, which is approved resolution 22C. Wow, that's another thing again. 22C dash 032 to set date and time for public hearing to vacate or abandon road. The east half of platted west First Street right-of-way portion approximately 20 feet west and approximately 110 feet north and south of adjacent to Lot 9, Block 3, Crystal Beach, Parcel 22007-3724, Dakota City, Nebraska, S6T28NRNE.
Okay, pretty simple. What's the time and what's going to work? What's our requirement?
The resolution has public the date
hearing
set
on
for
January 23rd.
January 23rd. So, it needs to be advertised for 3 consecutive weeks. And then I have the letters sent out to surrounding landowners, certified
to
letters.
To 5th, 12th, the 19th.
So they get certified letters to land to people that
so
are
so you'll have your okay. hearing on January 23rd, and then at the next meeting on February 6th, you make the take the
okay.
action to approve or not.
Okay, so I'll make a motion to approve resolution 22C-032.
Okay. Motion by Scott, seconded by Larry to approve resolution for the January 23rd notice.
Call Thanks for your work, Jolene.
Janet?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay, item D, approved resolution 22C-033, fixing salaries for deputies of elected officers for the 2023 calendar year. You have, I believe, the figures on those, and it is 3%, which matches the other employees. The only difference in what we'll do is for the Melissa in the county assessor's office who has got her assessor's license, so she gets a little bit more, but otherwise it's 3%. So that's what we have.
Okay, can I make a motion then? Or not?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, let me do that. I'll make a motion on the resolution 22C-033 to fix the salaries for the elected official deputies 2023 calendar year. Yes, sir.
I'll second it.
Okay, motion by Scott, seconded by Janet. Call the roll, please, Joan.
Larry? Troy?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Moving on to miscellaneous. Jolene Goebbels is back with her road report.
We had 8 hours of maintaining, half hour of overtime, 4 hours of tree removal, 21 hours working on a plug culvert on M Avenue, 4 hours picking up garbage, 133 hours on snow removal. We did not haul any gravel. And the only thing we had was a couple of requests to see if we could get some of the ice scraped off the road there a couple of weeks ago when it was packed in there pretty good.
That is an impressive road report.
Aren't they all?
This is more impressive. My bad. Yeah, right. Pretty simple, huh?
Jolene, have we gotten anywhere on that culvert north of Hubbard and the bridge on North Bluff?
I've been trying to get a hold of Chad, and of course he stopped out when I was at NACO. but I did get the final billing for the 190th Street culvert. So all of that is done. I'm just waiting for all the paperwork to come through so we can move forward on that. So they did get the hydraulic study done. Right. So I'm going to try and catch Chad again. These engineers, I talked to a couple of them out at NACO too, and they just said that all this ARPA money counties are trying to spend on road and bridge projects, so they're just kind of really strapped. Was hoping to have some of the paving improvements on North Bluff Road bid out in November and trying to get Chad put down to get that done. It's been a treat, but we'll try to shoot to get bids open on that January, early February.
I talked to Tim 2 to 3 weeks ago, and he said they could start immediately.
Tim.
Lambert?
No, Tim, the surveyor Tim.
Oh, Tim Lambert.
He had that cover.
Oh, those surveyors could start on that bridge for Chad. Well, I'll talk to Chad again and see.
I tried to volunteer and he didn't respond.
He's not, yeah. He doesn't respond. I think he is hiding.
Yeah, they're swamped. They don't have manpower to do the work.
And maybe he'll be willing to just give it up. I don't want to move away from it if they've already done work and then have to start all over.
If
so
they've already done it, that's something that 10 yeah. people wouldn't have to do.
Yeah. So, we'll light a fire under Chad again.
But if you can't get the plans on paper to what needs to be fixed on M Avenue, or North Bluff.
North Bluff.
If you can't get that done, you sure can't get that design done.
Well, in the hydraulic study in that bridge, he was having somebody with his bridge division work on that. So, it's been a process.
Get them out of Lincoln for the next year possible. Tim's people, I know they can do that right here themselves. I guess I shouldn't be worried about it. Have we made arrangements with anybody for crushed concrete for in the spring?
No, we have not. I will be sending out bid proposals for the gravel suppliers, and we'll be contacting the people for crushed concrete to get their bids to lock them in on prices. I talked to a couple of the gravel suppliers, and they said they usually do that February, March is the time, in which we had done in the past, but once the 2019 flood hit, that kind of threw everything in chaos with getting supplies and material. But yeah, we'll be putting out bids here in the next month or two.
I wish someone would have contacted Siouxland Concrete here about a month, 5 weeks ago, when they crushed up another 5,000 or 6,000 ton and spoke for it and asked that if maybe, we wouldn't maybe have a first chance at it if we wanted it.
Rather than now,
and it's probably spoken for like it was the last time.
They get
you down to, Udell's over there. He's got about 50,000 ton, they say. It did have, but I see trucks hauling out at regular. And Ronnie Gill's got some there, but he's going to decide on whether to crush it or not. Billy Rogers got something there too, and I don't know for sure if he's ready to crush or not. It might not take a mile, but he might. But we're looking at what you have in stock right now last about 10 days this spring.
Especially if we have a wet spring. Right. Last spring was very nice to us. I'm not expecting that this spring, but so we'll be putting out our bids again. So.
Joanne, one other thing that came up in a discussion today, I was trying to touch base with Joan on some issues while she's still around. For you and Brent to be talking about between the year 1 and 6 and what are we going to be looking at for projects for the 2023 for budget, because we did them this year, we got them. We got them in, and we got them in the budget, and we got them bid, and things like that. So
that worked out very smooth.
Yeah. So we want to be ahead of the game again. Mm-hmm. So be thinking about that with you and Brent and Troy and Larry, if you want to call him for some input. But anyway, that's all on that. So thank you. Thanks, Jolene. So item then B is approved chair to sign agreement between Dakota County and Gill Construction for the Moody Road Cemetery Entrance Improvement Project.
So again, this is just kind of a formality. You guys accepted the bid probably about a month ago. So there is a notice of award and a contract agreement that needs to be signed by the board and by Ron Gill to start the project.
Yep. All right, if there's any questions or not, but I'll make a motion for the chair to sign the agreement between Dakota County and Gill Construction, Inc. for the Moody Road Cemetery Entrance Improvement Project. On B,
okay, thank you. I'll second.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Call the roll, please, Joan.
Troy?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Larry?
Okay. C then is to approve chair to sign notice of award, Gill Construction for Moody Road Cemetery Entrance Improvement Project for the contract price of $132,644.49.
So moved.
And second. Scott and Larry, call the roll, please, Joan. Any questions? All right.
Robert?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
I did not see. Did I not see a Joe report?
This one laying there. From that one.
Okay. It might have blown away. Scott, I think you're the.
I was just kind of looking it over here. I'll just run it through it real quick here. December 27th, Joe reports you had county MH had 74, federal you had 27, juveniles 1.57 for a total of in-house of 121. So the average inmate per daily of 2022 calendar year is average inmates is 91, federal is 20, juvenile is 0.41, so an average total in-house of 112. So on the 2021-2022 fiscal year, of the average inmates per day was the county was 102, federal was 17, juvenile 0.7, and a total in-house was 117. More importantly, the federal income 2022-2023, as you can see, it shows November marshals was $40,000 some change, ICE $500 and some change. November federal was 41,941, so it brings that to the fiscal of the federals is 211,755.61. So 2022 calendar federal 552,811.29. November contracts 385. Fiscal county contracts was 1817, and then September phone commissary and etc. was $9,100. So at the end of the day in November, the average cost per inmate was $71.57. Obviously, we know everything's up in cost. You know, started off in January of last year, it was right at 70, and in February it was 81. Some change, 66, 66, 62, 77, and you get to July at 70. August was very low, 56. And then, so it's kind of up and down right through there, but you can sure tell the difference in the cost because I remember 10, 12 years ago it was $40 on a regular.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, almost doubled like everything else has in this world. But anyways, then you can see the dollar or the amounts of the bookings. So that's it.
All right. Thank you.
If that makes any sense to anybody. Anybody have any questions on it?
I have a question.
Who? Yes.
Is that available for the public to have?
It's on
the back. A copy of the Joe report?
Is it back there? On the
open. All right, thank you.
So, yes. Thank you.
That's very, very public knowledge, but yes.
Thanks, Scott.
Yeah.
Item E is a board to provide clarification for YMCA county membership benefit. So there was a question on...
full-time or part-time?
Full-time or part-time,
or
whether...
all employees.
How many people use the YMCA yet?
We have about 10 or so currently that use it. And the question was whether a part-time employee we would help, you know, if they were a Y member, if we would help defray.
How many part-time people do we have?
Not very many.
Right.
Not very many.
So they just want to put this on. Is somebody that's part-time is requesting this, or is this just coming up from the YMCA people?
It's coming from local.
Local?
Here, yeah. Somebody part-time wanted to use it, and I had said, when I went back and looked at the 2010 motion, it said to pay one half of any employee share of YMC membership. But it's on our benefit list that we give out to people, and at the top of that benefit list, we say 30 plus hours.
But really the...
Do you want all your employees to be healthy and attend, or do you want...
You want 10 out of the 120 to be healthy?
You know,
I don't know. What the hell?
But, or 11.
Yeah, whatever.
Or 11.
Or 11.
So I thought I would get it clarified by the board.
Well.
Is it a benefit for 30 plus, or is it a benefit to everybody who works here to stay healthy?
And they just got to make sure they use it once every 2 months minimum to retain the county.
Twice a month, yeah.
Once every 2 months?
The other way around. Twice every month. I think so.
Tell me what that means, unless I'm dyslexic all of a sudden after 55 years.
But anyway, I think the question is, do we want to include the part-time people? And
whatever.
In my opinion, it's yes. So I'll make the motion that we would include the part-time.
It got updated, so I was reading it properly. Okay, thank you, Joan. So I'm not dyslexic.
No.
After all, can't speak very well though. Okay, so you made a motion.
I made a motion. You can.
I will.
All right.
I did.
What was your motion, Bob?
To include the part-time people in the cost.
Let's get going here. We got a party to go to.
Okay.
Okay.
Call the roll, please.
Scott.
Yes.
Janet.
Yes.
Larry.
Yes.
Troy.
Yes.
Robert.
Yes. Okay, item F is approved projects with monies from the American Rescue Plan relief funding. The only thing we have today is the flooring in the county court room.
This wasn't on I thought this was on last time.
That
was.
And you
didn't approve it.
Oh, we didn't?
Kind of an error.
There was a couple things on there. Carrie did not want to go through with the one, and so
okay.
we took that
we
off.
Okay.
Now this is just the carpet in itself coming back.
Okay.
So this is the we already have district scheduled. This is county.
Okay.
So so we need to approve or not the bid for county court.
So that's the $9,977 for county court. Yes, I'll make a motion to approve that with the ARPA funds, correct?
Correct.
Second.
Motion by Scott, seconded by Troy. Call the roll, please, Joan.
Janet?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Commissioner Committee reports. Scott?
Scott's been kind of out of town, but I do recall of going to, I went to the LEC meeting, and I think that was on the second Tuesday, I think it was the 13th, if I recall. Yeah, it was on the 13th. Anyways, the big talk was obviously insurance went up like 13% or 14% like that through Don, and... other than that, it was pretty short and quick, the meeting was in general, but yeah, insurance cost went up for the LEC people. I'm sure there's something else, but I can't remember. Phoenix weather was good. Going back again next week.
Good for you.
Happy New Year.
Anything else?
No, sir.
Janet?
Nope, I've had no meetings since the last time we met.
Larry? No? Troy?
Went to Kearney. Bob and I went to lots and lots of meetings. TIFs were a big thing. I did talk to Zell, our gal from Zell, and we've talked about the cameras before, and I think they have what they call the Eagle camera that you can do the meetings real easy with, which I guess we'll talk more when we get the new board, but I think I'd be real interested in getting out so anybody could see a meeting. If you did want somebody to do public comment, you would have to have somebody
keep laying out
with a laptop there to, you know, get in and out. So
they can up on the screen up there.
Yeah.
Okay. And so it can be used for like guests too. Like if people wanted to beam in and
they can watch us.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it's them, but Zoom.
I think it's just type. They
more or less.
Or they could talk.
Okay.
But anyway, that's something I'd like.
It could be interactive.
Yes. Okay.
And that's legal to do with county meetings.
I think there's a lot of counties that do use that the way it sounds. So.
Anything else, Troy?
I think it's something that needs to be approved at your reorganizational meeting if you want.
Well, we can. Yeah. It sounds like Troy's in charge of checking out that, so.
See what it takes for equipment.
Yeah. Okay. As Troy said, we went to the.
A lot of things, too, right?
The NACO, the our winter meeting, we had pretty good attendance. Jolene was there, Don was there, Cherie was there. Lots of good stuff. You always learn something at one of those. Met with a lot of vendors. There's a couple road things we're looking at to try to do. I had a meeting one day this last week with the folks at the Northeast Community College. They have expansion plans in the works for next year. So I invited them to come to one of our meetings next year to lay those out to us, their proposal. I know that in the past, the board has been supported them financially in that endeavor. So we will we'll hear what they have to say, but they'll be here next year. And I do want to just close myself acknowledging a couple of people that are on the board, and this is their last meeting. First one is Larry Albanesius. This will be his last meeting. Larry has been a stalwart on the board, involved in the road department. Even before he was on the board, he was
on the road department.
He was on the road department. And
thank you, Larry, for your service.
On the road.
Yeah, on the road.
And he has done great work. I think on that myself. He's been very involved in the road department, and we can only thank him for his services. And I will say that that the roads are really in the best shape that they have been in a long time. And I know that has a lot to do with weather, but it also has a lot to do with Larry. You know, he's out there. I don't know how many miles he puts on his vehicle, but he's done a great job. So Larry, we'll miss you. You're welcome to come back anytime. I have a couple projects in mind for you that be careful. You might say yes. The other one, Janet Gill, this is her last meeting. Janet was the chair last year. Janet, thank you for doing that. She's been Janet has been involved in a lot of that year she was chair, in a lot of discussions with union negotiations, budget. She's been on the budget committee, she was the chair when the board gave some of the highest raises that our employees have ever seen. And thanks to her and this board, we did that. And that was not with ARPA funds. That was just through good management of our budget. So, Janet, thank you for your service on the board. We'll miss you as well. And lastly,
that's Joan, it. Let's go have some cake and coffee.
Joan Spencer, we all know the kind of job that Joan has done. If you looked in the dictionary and looked up the definition of a public servant, Joan would be, her picture would be in there. I've never seen anybody at the county here in my short 12 years with the county that has been as knowledgeable and busy and helpful. And also, you know, one a great thing about Joan is she is she stays above the fray and does not let, because sometimes, I don't know if you guys know this or not, there's a lot of politics and what goes on and things in here. But Joan has been really a key member of the county for quite a long time as an administrative assistant to the board and then as the clerk. So, you know, I've said it a few times that we are all replaceable. If we're not here tomorrow, you know, somebody will pick up the slack and do what we're doing. But in this case, it's going to be a little harder. So, Joan, congratulations. Thank you for your service. We'll just let you move right to, unless you want to make a few comments. Otherwise, you can go to, do you have anything for us under emergency or mail? You don't.
I don't.
Oh, okay.
You're
so she's
a little bit of a speech then.
So she's well.
Come on, Joan, you got something to say? Come on. You've been the backbone of this for how many decades? Come on.
I love giving and helping. I give 110% whatever I'm in. I enjoy the people I work with, the community I work with, the board. I've seen so many board members come and go, and working, everybody has a different gift and a different talent, and it's just been amazing. It really has. I'm ready to retire. I'm ready to just take a break, I think. But yet I can't stop. I mean, I'm just like, I'm making all these decisions and involved in all this and doing all, and it's just like, you're leaving Joan. But Sheree will do a wonderful job. She will do a wonderful job taking over, and I told her she's welcome to call me anytime, and more than happy to help out. Bob's already making suggestions at me, but I'm not going too far. So I do plan to take off for Phoenix, go see my grandkids, and
good.
And for a month, 6 weeks.
Who knows?
Then we'll come back. Yeah. But
well, you're going to be well missed. You're going to be very well missed.
Yes.
You're a beautiful person. That's a nice job.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff.
With that, we are adjourned.
It's only going to be several of us down in Arizona.
Yeah, where are you going to?
I want to, but
what are you waiting for?